Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Today
FM. Now, Porrick Green and Amy Blue have completely revamped a van in County Clare, and honestly, it looks gorgeous. They're on Instagram. The Transit Camper Build, you can find them there. They have great plans this summer to travel around in it, and to make us all jealous, Porrick joins me now. How are you?
Hi, Alison. How are you getting on?
Great. You're seriously impressive young people now, I have to say. It's going to be you telling me all about it, because Amy is a nurse at University Hospital Limerick, and she's working at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, so she's very...
Tell us, where did the idea come from? So it's a secondhand Ford cab, and you've turned it into a completely lovely, livable space.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've always loved camping and the outdoors, so we said, why not try something different than a tent, a little bit more comfortable? So, you know, I was looking for ages for the right van, and eventually found this van. You know, it was an old work one, and it was a crew cab, so there was kind of seats in the back, so they all had to be removed, so... It was kind of just an ongoing process from there, but just kind of revamped to give it a new lease of life. You know, it was a fairly old van at the start, so yeah. it was nice to see it come back to life a little bit.
It looks really, really gorgeous now, what you've done, and I'll put up some images of it as well. But you know, you do have a little bit of a background in DIY, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm a woodwork teacher, so I teach woodwork and construction studies and graphics and all the drawing subjects as well at second level. So I was kind of fairly okay there for the woodworking side of things, and then designing off the plans, I was able to kind of draw those there, you know, so it wasn't too bad.
That's great. And like, Porrick, and maybe I shouldn't be ageist here, but I'm really impressed. Like, you're only 24, is that right?
Yeah, 24 since March. So, yeah, I said we'd
I wasn't doing anything remotely as exciting and brilliant as that when I was 24, I can tell you that.
So, it was a test of times, you know, it was a test of times, but, you know, I had great support from family and friends, and especially Amy, and, you know, friends and family down the road that were helping me when I was, you know, because you hit a rut here and there, so it's nice to have a little bit of support to calm me down and just
absolutely
get back into that working again.
And I love this idea that, you know, you wrote about or spoke about in the Irish Examiner, that YouTube came in very handy when it came to plumbing, basically.
Yeah, massively. So, like, little things like, you know, connecting wires and stuff like that I didn't really know how to do before. Very, very handy for that. I also had a great help from a family friend down the road named Paddy. He was very helpful with that. But the internet was great. YouTube was really, really helpful for that. You know, loads of videos.
It's great. And Porrick as well, I think something that's really, really important that you talked about in the same article was just the fact that, you know, in the last year and a half, people have really been struck by how unusual life has become and how we have to adapt to our new circumstances. And that this project for you was really good for your mental health.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, you know, with the lockdowns and staying inside your own county all the time, and, you know, especially mental health, it was just like getting cabin fever. So to be able to go and, you know, start the journey of actually, you know, building the van and, you know, thinking where is it going to go next, and, you know, planning all these little adventures, it's just a little element of freedom that we found was really, really helpful. You know,
absolutely.
We come home from work, and at the weekends you have something different to do. It's not just go for a walk and the same beach all the time or the same road, you know. So it was always something to just focus on. There was something different to do with it every day. I'd encourage anyone that's thinking of doing anything similar just to go for it. You know, it was really rewarding experience, and, you know, something that I won't forget. And I'd love to do something similar again just to keep going forward with it. It was really, really, it was just an element of freedom, you know. It was a nice
positive
journey to start.
Yeah. And I, you know, you were part of this article that loads of other people were in, that, you know, other people converted different types of vehicles, and, you know, people are going to work out of this space, live out of this space across the summer. So what do you guys hope, like, what do you really, your ideal summer with the van, what would it look like?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Your ideal summer, your summer plans with the van,
oh,
what are you guys hoping?
So we did a little bit of the Wild Atlantic Way last summer, so we're hoping to do the bits that we didn't do, so down around the bottom of Cork and, you know, come up through Kerry, but
yeah,
there's so many lovely places as well in Spanish Point, you know, there's loads of places to stop around there, and Lahinch and Doolin and up around Fenor, Ballyvaughan, and all these places that we want to try and go, maybe go up through the side of Sligo and Donegal. We're just doing most of the coastline as possible and just trying to get
amazing.
As much kind of exploring done as we can over summer.
You're making people sufficiently jealous now, Porrick, for sure. We're going to post photographs online of the van because
Perfect.
It's seriously impressive. People can find you guys on Instagram, the Transit Camper Build, and you're so impressive. You sound like a lovely, lovely person as well. And
thank you
to you and to Amy as well for sharing the story. And thank you guys so much. Take
lovely.
Care.
Thanks
Bye.
So much.
Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.